During a tour of the Copper Falls State Park, park manager Kent Geckerman points down from an overlook where the waters of Tyler Forks River course through a steep ravine.
Well, almost, I'd say 80% of what your water coming off that hill where the mine is going to be, comes into the Bad River and Tyler Forks River and comes through Copper Falls.
And all that water flows into the Bad River watershed that provides the water supply for small towns like Mellon, Highbridge, Morse, Upson, and Marengo. People who live in those towns are worried about potential water pollution or water shortages if the mine is approved. The Gogebic Mining Company may need a lot of water from the local aquifer to process the 16 million tons of ore a year it proposes to dig out of the 22-mile-long ore body in the ridge of the Pinocchio Hills.
Have a chair, fellas. Oh, anywhere. You. Come on around.
Have a seat.
Thank you very much.
This is our meeting place.
That's Monica Vitek inviting Senator Bob Jauch and Dale Schultz into the dining room in the farmhouse where her family has raised beef cattle for five generations. The dining room window looks out on a ridge of the Pinocchio Hills where the first phase of the mine would require digging a trench 4.5 miles long and 1,000 feet deep. Monica's daughter Wendy says she's not a geologist, but that prospect worries her.
If you dig a hole 1,000 feet deep and our well is at 100 feet, water takes the path of least resistance and it flows downhill. Our water will be in the bottom of that pit. The water supply that we water our herd with will be in the bottom of that pit.
The Vitek's aren't the only people raising questions about the mine. About 140 people turned out for a question and answer session with the senators in the Mellon High School gym. Mellon City Council member Ron Brendelin says he'd welcome new jobs to the area, but he wants to know if the mining company will foot the bill for building the infrastructure to handle the new industry.
It has to go through our roads, our waters, our sewers. Our fire departments will be responsible for a lot of their district. And right now, we do not have the infrastructure to handle the increase.
Another local resident, Joe Peel, lives on tiny Lake Galilee, just a few miles from the mine site. He asked the politicians to visit mine sites in Minnesota, where similar iron ore mines are operating, before giving the mine near Mellon the green light.
They've been doing it for years. Check with them. There's a town in Minnesota suing the mine because their land is turning red. Now, that's air pollution. That's not digging a hole. That's what it's doing to the entire environment.
Even those in the area who say they want the jobs and economic growth the mine would bring urge legislators not to ignore the impact the mine could have on the marshy sloughs and rice beds on the Bad River Ojibwe Reservation, where the runoff from the mine would flow into Lake Superior. Ashland City Council member Donna Williams represents many tribal members who live outside the reservation, many of them unemployed.
I am poignantly aware that they would go without food, they would go without water to help protect their 1854 tribal treaty rights.
Those treaty rights and the sovereign authority to regulate water quality on their land means the tribes could delay or eventually block the mine, no matter what kind of mining regulations the legislature passes. More debate is expected this week on a compromise mining bill that could lengthen the permitting process and still retain strong environmental regulations. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.